The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As another Irish-American moves into the White House, the links between the two countries have again been highlighted. But could the luck of the Irish be about to run out? Jonathan Healy looks at our country's links with the United States and asks if they're becoming ever more tenuous over time.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
The inauguration of Joe Biden this week has ended up with possibly the most Irish guy to ever hold that office. And that includes the guy we would previously have given the title to. At 78 years of age, Biden has never hid his ancestry.
Mr. Biden, a quick word for the BBC.
The BBC, I'm Irish.
Joe Biden is one of at least 33 million Americans who say they're Irish American. That's 10% of all Americans and five times the number of people living on this island, which is a pretty sizable diaspora.
Hey, everybody.
From Joe Biden's visit to Mayo when he was vice president.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful homecoming. And I guess maybe I have to tell you, I was surprised the thousands of people that lined the streets and the warmth of the welcome.
Now, JP Golfin!
How are you, Kip?
I'm going well today. And it's interesting, if you notice how the Irish say it, they don't say welcome, they say you're welcome. Usually when an American says you're welcome, it's because someone said thank you to them. But yeah. People come up saying, you're welcome, you're welcome. And I mean, literally, you're welcome.
So there's been a lot made of Joe Biden being Irish, despite the fact that he is clearly American by at least four generations. Kennedy was at least a generation closer.
In the summer of 1963, President John F. Kennedy made an emotional visit to Ireland. JFK's ancestral homeland welcomed America's first Irish Catholic president like a returning son.
And here he comes.
The Emerald Isle was in black and white back then. The color footage came from the JFK library. But the Irish broadcaster, RTE, was barely a year old when a sitting American president, and an Irish one to boot, came to visit.
And here comes a ticker tape. This looks more like Wall Street. This is something so typical of presidential parades in the United States.
JFK's visit to Ireland in 1963 is one of the most memorable visits by anyone to this country ever. Kennedy was the embodiment of the Irish-American dream. His family came from nothing and rose to the top.
A great Irish poet once wrote, "I believe profoundly in the future of Ireland, that this is an Isle of destiny, that destiny will be glorious, and that when our hour is come, we will have something to give to the world. My friends, Ireland's hour has come. You have something to give to the world, and that is a future of peace with freedom."
Much was made of JFK's Catholicism when he became president. Biden's faith has been barely mentioned. Yet the Kennedy political dynasty was one of just many that have dominated US politics in the decades since. A whole lot of Irish white guys in a country that became increasingly multicultural. The Kennedy era painted the Irish in a particularly cutesy style, led in no small way by this lad.
Mr. Walt Disney's visit to Ireland has naturally aroused a lot of interest. He's seen here with President O'Kelly, next to whom is Mrs. Disney, then Mrs. O'Kelly, and Professor DeLarge. And, of course, Mr. Disney visited Mr. De Valera, who was no doubt able to put him on the track of what he was looking for, leprechauns.
Walt Disney's father was born to Irish parents. We're going back a bit now, but he used that ancestry to his advantage.
Well, Mr. Disney, what? Give me some more details of your leprechaun hunt.
From a British Pathé newsreel.
Well, I just hope that I can find that leprechaun with the pot of gold, because I could really use that in Hollywood with the cost of production going up the way it is. I'd really like to have it, you know. Yes. Come in very handy.
My dictionary says a leprechaun is a small brownie that helps Irish housewives. Well, there may be some in Ireland, but obviously not in Britain.
Leprechauns in Britain? God forbid. We were the cutesy, non-offensive Irish. Quite some distance from how the hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the 1840s were first perceived.
Today, Irish Americans are just considered Americans. But when they first came to the country as refugees, they were seen as an infestation, a plague. Discrimination was rampant. Entire political parties sprung up to fight this perceived Irish menace. Members of the so-called American Party referred to themselves as know-nothings, because when questioned about their membership, they claimed to know nothing. But they had a very active agenda, and vowed to only elect native-born Americans. No, not them, just the non-Catholic whites. They also started violent riots and picked street fights in Irish Catholic neighborhoods. But after years of discrimination, the Irish fought back. Not in the streets, but at the ballot box.
From those slums, the Irish spread, and not always making the right kind of headlines.
Billy the Kid is one of the most notorious Wild West outlaws in history. That's extra impressive when you consider that he died at just 21 years old.
Billy the Kid, very much second generation Irish, just in case it damages FDI.
Billy was now part of a blood feud known as the Lincoln County War. Over the next 5 months, both sides would participate in various shootouts and revenge killings. Billy is credited with a higher body count than he actually had, although he definitely killed at least a few people, including a sheriff. By the end of the war, which his side lost, Billy was known as one of the best gunmen in the West.
While many Irish county councillors would distance themselves from Billy's actions, we happily jump on other successes.
1847, when the skies were dark and grey, two men left bound in Scarfe, bound for the USA. Their names were John and William Ford, a father and his son. They went to live near Michigan in a place called Dearborn.
Henry Ford, whose father hailed from West Cork.
In 1908, Michigan's Henry Ford, son of an Irish immigrant, embarks on an audacious mission, creating what he calls a motor car for the multitude. His Model T sells for $850, around $23,000 today.
Ford, of course, based a manufacturing site here, which operated until the 1980s. But since then, the Irish-American relationship has become more and more distant.
Catch me if you can.
Well, he's... great-great-grandfather came from the Turnpike Road in Innes, immigrated in 1860 to Kentucky, married an American, an African-American lady. Subsequent to that, his son also married an African-American lady, and their son was Cassius Clay Sr.
From Muhammad Ali's memorable trip to Clare.
From a business point of view, we would do anything we can to showcase Innes for being the great commercial hub that it is. So having somebody famous like Muhammad Ali getting worldwide coverage is very, very important to us, and we love to show off our town. We love people to come here and see what we have to offer.
Ali's Irish roots might not have been that obvious, but genealogy found them. And if Who Do You Think You Are has taught us anything, it's that if you go back far enough, you'll find pretty much the link you're looking for. Joe Biden considers himself Irish, but will his grandchildren share the same love for the home country? Are the grandchildren of the 33 million other Irish Americans? Or will the passage of time make the link more historical than emotional? Like that of a building.
The White House is the official residence and workplace of the President of the United States. It is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., and has been the residence of every U.S. president since John Adams in 1800. The term White House is often used as a metonym for the president and his advisors. The residence was designed by Irish-born architect James Hoban in the neoclassical style. Hoban modeled the building on Leinster House in Dublin, a building which today houses the Oireachtas.
I think he was trying to say Oireachtas. Right now, Irish America could be having its last hurrah with the White House. We might claim 33 million, but there are 60 million Hispanic and Latino Americans. 36 million of them are from Mexico alone. We're still going to trawl through family trees to see if the next big thing has anything to do with this country. Billie Eilish there. Her real name's O'Connell, by the way. But Billie's draw to the old sod is a lot less than Biden's. And there probably aren't enough leprechauns left to bridge that generational gap.
Duh. And that wonderful report from Jonathan Healy.